Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promo.dj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, VikingSunglasses.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com. We're now in session.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for What We Have in Common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk.
Yay!
Warning. The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor or your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, want to let you guys know we're back better than ever. I'm always start off the show like that, Frank. You okay with that?
Sure.
Guys, this is episode 42.
42, wow.
40 fucking two.
Where's the time gone?
On chilloverradio.net.
That's true.
Before we get started, we want to go ahead and get this portion out of the way. You want to get a hold of individuals on the show, like the Frank. Frank, how can they personally reach out to you?
Personally, via Twitter, you can reach out to me at GSP163, or you can email me, frank@obsbeers.com.
Fair enough, and the same goes for me. Key, you can get me on my email, key@obsbeers.com, or in general, they can just go to obsbeers.com contact page.
Ah, yes, I forget the contact
page. Yeah, and we're all on there. Everybody's on there. We got everyone on there, plus a general form. And if you want to reach me by Twitter, it is our main Twitter, @obsbeers. I'm on there as well. Let's see, Frank, I know you've been paying attention. So our Facebook is jumping now?
Yes.
We want to thank Sue in South Africa in Durban. And she is blowing our Facebook up, man.
Yeah, blowing
our shit up. Sorry about that. My phone just jumped off. I just got a really cool text on the other thing I was going to talk about.
Did you?
But that's all right. But we'll get back to that in a minute. Also on our Instagram, have you been looking at our Instagram, @obsbeers?
I have, sure.
We are running a brand new campaign on Instagram, and it's #CelebrateWithABeer.
Mm.
So every day, thanks to Sue and Miss Sally, who's running our Snapchat, which, by the way, is blowing the fuck up, @obsbeers. So they're looking for memes, and every day putting up a meme of national whatever it is.
Yes.
And then it says, have a beer, obsbeers.com.
I noticed that. I saw it was National Ice Cream Cone Day.
Yeah, at the moment of this recording, guys.
Have a beer.
Yes. Have a beer. And the other one was rum, National Rum Day. Yes. At Jack Sparrow, have a beer. I can't wait till it says National Domestic Violence Day, have a beer. I'm sorry, it's fucking funny. But you guys, make sure you pay attention to that warning. So there's a shameless plug.
Sure.
All right, so everything you need, obsbeers.com. Now, right. We were live on Periscope. Oh, here's another one. I left this one out. We were live on Periscope right before we recorded.
Yeah.
We were talking about a huge announcement, and I'm glad that we can do it here as well. We ended up picking up a full sponsorship of hops from Colorado Hop Company. And they're family-owned in Longmont, Colorado. And right now that text, when you heard my phone,
yep.
That was Scott, the owner.
Ah.
thanking us for doing the announcement of mail.
Gotcha.
And they, Frank, do you remember how many pounds they mailed to us for our first sponsorship?
Was it seven?
8 pounds.
8 pounds.
Okay. 8 pounds of hops, guys. If you guys want to look up how much 8 pounds of hops is, take a look at that.
Yeah, it's 8 pounds, folks.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do...
8 pounds is 8 pounds.
Yeah, I'm just saying that they wanted to know how much the cost was.
I got you.
And the only reason why I say that is, in a little bit here on a commercial, I'll actually read off who they are a little bit and more information. We'll do a little
commercial
for them. And the other cool part is they sell to the public.
Nice.
So once we start doing our full-time brewing, we want to encourage people to really start home brewing and just get with us and ask questions and, you know, get all the toys that we get and we'll tell you what's the best quality products and who's got the best ingredients. I mean, it's cool. So that's hops. That's a quarter of 100% of making a beer.
Yes.
And we got that. And then we can thank Richard, which is our marketing guy, who's also now an accepted, our assistant brewer.
Yep.
So if you guys want to reach him, his name is Richard at OBS Beers. He's all on the .com. He is on the website under our contact section as well. Okay, so anything else exciting that we want to talk about with this announcement and what we're doing as far as the direction of where the show is going? Anything you want to add in, Frank, before we do the normal thing that we do?
No, we're excited to start using this stuff.
Absolutely. There you go. You just went to a side tangent into our next topic. We have an event coming up.
We do have an event coming up on October 21st. It's called The Journey from the Garage into the Promised Land and the River.
Yep. Right? It's in our event section at obsbeers.com. And you want to give them a little taste of what that's about?
So it's graduating from homebrewing to professional.
Yep. And we're going to let you guys know that accomplished to failing, we're going to do it.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, at the very worst, we're going to be homebrewers brewing on professional equipment.
Absolutely.
So that's where we're really going to start off.
What do you used to tell me I have to do when... All right, guys, if you guys don't know the story, I'm nutty, and Frank's practical. And Frank always tells me, what is it that I have to learn?
You got to get your chops.
That's what the fuck we're going to do while we're doing this. We're
going to
get our chops. And I'm with it, and I understand where he's coming from. I ain't got to listen, but I got to do it, if that's fair to say. Because we don't want to fail you guys. You know, we all have great ideas, and this thing is growing. I mean, I want to thank the Sellies for being here right now. If you guys want to see what we're doing behind the scenes while we're recording, you want to make sure to follow us on Snapchat at OBS Beers. Also, we have Sean, our engineer, here, making sure that we are sounding to our best ability.
Sure.
Here at this set of obsbeers.com. And so now it's time to start the show, ladies and gentlemen. So, Frank, let's get down to business. I haven't seen you since the last episode.
That's true.
How did that first week of school go?
Oh, the first week of school is always an ass kicker. Always. You know, the little kids are still on summer break. They don't realize they're in school, but they are. And there's all sorts of rules and procedures and crap that they gotta learn. It's first week is always tough.
Always. Okay.
How about you? How have you been?
Well, consider that we got the package and a full sponsorship from Colorado Hops.
Yeah.
All right. The only downfall I got was I went and saw the doctors today.
Uh-huh.
And so this whole time, you know my appearance. So a lot of people that don't know my appearance, I don't look how I sound.
True.
And I don't behave how I look. So it's very deceitful. And sometimes either I'm taken too serious or I'm not taken serious at all.
Right.
So I've had this work injury, and I've been telling them what my ailments are. And of course, here in Vegas, you're looking at a lot of people who do workman's comp fraud. So went and did a MRI again, and wouldn't you know it, they found what my ailment is. Now I have to go get surgery again. Yeah, they're gonna have to remove a tendon.
Awesome.
Yeah, because it's phenomenal. And all because no one listened. But got an MRI.
Sounds like a lawsuit to me.
Yeah, knock on hard dick. It's okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoy our...
So, you're going to have to go even further.
Without fapping.
Out fapping.
Yeah, I literally thought today was the day at work.
You better you know, break my out day that job. Fleshlight, man.
Hold on. Wait, you ready? I've been fighting it. I might have to. Because it has cushion on it. So, at work today...
Don't live stream that. Thank you.
I'll see what I can... No, fuck that. Everything. It's the Truman Show over here for obsbeers.com. So I get to work. We're going to go... I'm on light duty, which is miserable enough because I have a truck and there's a lot of stuff that I can carry and do my part at work.
Right.
And I want to. So we're like, yeah, all right, get off light duty. I come back upset. They stuck me with a cortisone in my hand.
Ouch.
But wait, he nailed the spot I'm having problems in and didn't mean to. So as he's filling it, it's inflaming that one spot.
Right.
So I'm crying, almost passed out. And I go back to work. And wouldn't you know, my boss, Red, she's like, light duty? I said, yeah. She said, shit. So all the way till next month.
Yep.
So, all right, guys. I hope you enjoyed our little personal section. And I don't mind that. I think that's fun. Get you guys to know that we are human outside of this wonderful world. But right now, it's time to do our job and do it well. All right, Frank, we got four tasty beers tonight.
We do.
What do you have for me?
We have a collaboration between Modern Times and Great Notions. It's called Effective Dreams. From Trillium, we've got Fort Point Pale Ale. This comes from one of our longtime listeners and supporters. His name is Boston. So he provided us with that. From Avery, we've got Lilikoi Capolo. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. You'll find out later. And from Intuition Aleworks, King Street Imperial Stout out of Florida.
Beautiful. I'm very happy about this. Also, we kind of missed one. Wait, did you say where the first one came from?
I did.
Okay, from who?
Modern Times and Great Notions.
Who provided it?
Oh, I don't know who provided it.
It was Brian from
Brian.
Rev Winery. Yeah, it was a great trade.
Yes, Brian from Rev.
Yeah, big shout outs over there to Rev Winery and Brewery. Nothing to like shit on Modern Times or the other group there. But we'll get in more information on these four. All right, Frank, down to business. What's the first one? What's the last one?
The first one's going to be Effective Dreams, and the last one is going to be Lilikoi Capolo.
Sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys are ready, because we are now more than ever. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we're back with the first beer. Frank, are you ready? I'm ready. Let's do it.
I am ready. So, again, this is a collaboration between Modern Times, and I believe it's Great Notions. I'm just double-checking. Yep, Great Notions Brewery. This is kind of specifically bought or canned at Modern Times out of San Diego. This is called Effective Dreams. It's an IPA, and it's coming in at 7.2% ABV. And by the way, it's can night.
That's our theme.
It's can night.
Yeah, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a buttload of cans.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Can I have your glass?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. Today's glassware has been provided by Sun Up Brewing Company in Arizona. And
Clear Glass.
Clearglass.com.
Well, there is no clear
glass. I know, ladies and gentlemen.
It's just clear glass.
Yeah, it's just clear glass.
It's natural.
Yeah.
Occurs in nature.
Please don't go look up the website. It does not exist.
It's like Bobcats.
It's a blah, blah, blah. Cheers to that motherfucker.
Oh.
Okay, Frank. Oh. Frank, okay, for
you always know when it's coming out dank, I like to give it to the engineer.
Yeah, it's dank. Okay, okay, hold on. I'm going to, again, okay, this is twice now on the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in a different way. I'm not, none against anybody here, but as soon as I hit it, it was the citrus that blew me back. It ain't dank. It's not dank enough for me to go, that's weed. You know what I'm saying? It didn't hit me in the smell of cannabis.
Gotcha.
Like a stanking bag. But what it hit me with is this bushel. It went in my nose, Frank. Like, seriously, it's in my nose.
Awesome.
It's
so
burning.
Cheers to the taste, I guess.
Oh my, no. Okay.
Cheers to the burn.
Oh my God. Okay, hold on, guys. That's like some technical difficulty. No, it's really burning my nose. Oh my, Frank, talk about the smell, please.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
I did suck it up. Fuck.
The way it's coming through for me, I got it really dank at first, like weed dank. And then I got some citrus as well. Kia apparently got more citrus and got it up his nose, and it's actually burning him right now, and he's crying like a bitch. Crying.
Like a bitch.
Like a bitch.
Okay, what else do you have on that smell?
Nothing. I just want to hear your pain.
Okay.
Let's listen, folks. Listen to the pain.
Okay, so. All right, guys, let me hit you with it right. So, like I said, now that it's in my nose, I can do smell. I smell nothing but an abundance of botanical of hops. So, we all know that they're cousins to the cannabis. So, it does smell like a fat sack of weed. But, because that's now infused in my follicles in my nose, right? But before that, it smells like a huge bushel of just like, and this is going to sound weird. If I were to take lemon and lime, put them together, right? Mm-hmm. And soak them in orange juice, that's what I'm getting. It was a huge, bountiful array of citrus to the nose. And it just, it's like adding extra stuff with orange juice, almost like an Orange Julius. Wow. But I got a lot more of the sour citrus, but it's in orange juice.
Interesting.
And then whatever else is a part of my nose system.
I got pineapple and apricot. Guess what, folks? It's on a shirt now.
This is a bad day, dude.
It's on his shirt.
Jesus fucking.
I remember my first beer review.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Okay. And I can smell those two. You know what? Can we just move on? Okay. I agree with you.
Yeah, let's cheers.
Cheers to the drink.
Before you knock things over.
God, I'm glad we're not recording this live. I can actually taste the pineapple, the apricot. I also have a dark fruit. Plum and orange peel going on. And then on the finish, it's extremely tropical. Let's just put it that way. I've got like the fuzz of a kiwi, like the rind of kiwi. It's not that juicy on that end of kiwi, but it's extremely juicy for an IPA. Very tropical, subtle, not very drying. So I would probably say if the IBUs and the SRMs were, I say they're next to each other. It doesn't matter what it is. They're just, they kind of almost balanced a little bit. And, right. And if I had to take the IBUs, which is International Bitter Unit, it'd be lower than the malt profile. So it's right. A little sweet, but I can get behind this IPA. You know me and IPAs. I can get behind this and drink this. This would be my daily. I can do this.
I'm getting the pineapple for sure. Some orange, apricot. I can get a little bit of the plum. The end for me is really piney, really resiny, and for me, super dry.
Okay.
And I get that fuzz also, but it's a piney fuzz. It's not like a fruity fuzz.
Right.
Almost as if it's like sappy.
Yeah. I can see that. Mm-hmm. It's piney. I think for me on this particular beer, I think the way my palate's working is it's really adhering to the sweet factor of it. It's overpowering. And the resin comes in when you point it out because it's one of those flavors, if you're not familiar with it or you're just not thinking about it.
Yes.
And someone else says it, then you're like, there it is. And it's, I don't know for me, but that resin, that pine is on the tip of my tongue behind my front part of my mouth,
right
on the gum. So it's sticky. All right, guys, let's get you guys on. Oh, you know what, Frank?
What?
Talk about the graphics on the can. I really like them.
Really kind of 70s old school. Lots of bright colors. It's all geometric. Reminds me of funk. That's what I want to think of. Reminds me of something like a cross between disco and funk.
George Carlin? What did I say?
You said George Carlin.
No, I said Ritz Carlton.
We'll check the replay on that, but
you said
George Carlin.
Never that.
Yes.
Well, then if I said it, folks, please press 1 right now on your podcasting listening device, or press 2 if you want to stand behind me and make the Frank look like an asshole.
So
press
2. Obviously nobody's going to press 2, so let's get on with it.
I would push a womp womp, but I ain't got it.
Good.
All right, Frank. I'm pleased with this. You know why I'm most pleased about this before we grade?
Why are you most pleased with this?
Me and you both have a different outcome. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's almost like what it was an accident with my first beer I made with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to do bacon and chocolate and they were there, but for everybody it was one or the other.
Yes.
So I find that now not as a failure, like, damn, that's not what I was working on. Right. I find it cool because me and you are having the same exact beer and two different directions, and then we came back to it when we agreed that what we're both saying is sound. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get you guys out of here with a grade.
Let's see. I'm gonna go 4 or 5. I think it's well above average. I like the tropicalness to it. I even like the kind of sticky pine sap flavor that I'm getting at the end of it. It's got a nice ABV. I think I said 7.2. Something around there.
7.2, sir.
Nice. So it's got a little bit of a kick to it. This will sneak up on you if you're not paying attention. And yeah, I don't know if it'd be my go-to, but I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
I'm ahead with a 4.6. This would, in fact, be my go-to.
Yes.
It's very sweet. Some people that may get into the craft beer without, you know, corresponding with a few places, and one of them is obsbeers.com for a better understanding of beer, you could possibly confuse this as a light shandy. It's got you know what I'm saying, like an IPA, like a crossbreed. A hybrid.
I can understand what you're saying.
Yeah, because it's sweet to me. I mean, it's really sweet. And people who have that overactive area for sweet,
right,
this is going to like almost hurt their teeth a little bit.
Right.
Then when you finish it, there's the IPA. So it's almost like a hybrid. And it's not. It's just a very fruity, juicy IPA that's going on. And I think they nailed the mark with that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back with the next beer in just a moment. Always remember to pay attention to our warning label. And anything that we say in jest is just a joke. All right? Just want to throw that in there. Fuck. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And right now, it's about to go down. Make sure you get over to obsbeers.com. Frank, what are we doing?
From Trillium Brewing, this is called Fort Point Ale. It is 6.6% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, it's www.trilliumbrewing.com. They're out of Boston, Massachusetts.
Did we say who it came from?
It came from Boston.
Himself.
The Boston, the man.
He's awesome.
Long-time listener and supporter.
Absolutely. Just all over. As long as it ain't on me this time. I don't want it on me.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? A lot of our fans live on Periscope at OBS Beers always ask us about Trillium.
Yes.
Have you done it? And we're like, we don't get them in Nevada. So in a moment here, talk about that can. I always like their artwork.
The can's pretty cool. It's kind of old school, like most of Trillium stuff is. It looks like it's an old streetlight, like a Victorian age kind of streetlight, when they just got to light bulbs.
Right.
At least I think it's a light bulb.
Yep, that's a light bulb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a light bulb.
It is a light bulb, but right after they changed from the gas lights to light bulbs.
Jack the Ripper.
Something like that.
Yeah. Shout out to my homeboy, Sherlock Holmes. I know you right here watching us. Big ups, homie. Frank, let's get down to the smell.
Please.
It's funny. Don't ever look at Sean when you, like, crack a joke. All right, this time it did not go in my nose, and it stank. This thing is super resiny, piney. Bushels upon bushels, racks on racks on racks of straight bush. It's hoppy as fuck, dude.
Yeah,
it's piney. You know what it smells like to me? And it's, I'm actually a very avid user of this product. Simple Green.
Okay.
The detergent cleaner. It's a pretty good high-powered cleaner. I really enjoy using it, but it smells like that. And maybe if I'm going to pull anything else out of it, armpit.
Armpit, okay.
Armpit. It's funky.
All right. It's definitely got some funk to it. It's piney, resiny, oily. I'm getting some citrus in it.
Yeah, but it's so covered.
Grapefruit. Oh.
Yeah, and it's fucking, like, almost unfiltered. It's semi-filtered.
It's pretty thick.
Yeah, it's their hops in this are covering up, and if I had to pick a grapefruit, yellow.
Oh, yeah.
The bad one, not the yummy one. It's the bastard child of the grapefruit community.
I suppose.
You ready to taste it?
Yes.
Cheers to that. Okay, everything that I said in the fragrance is here, and I don't know if it's aggressive at first or aggressive at the end, but it gets washed out within the transition. It's weird. For me, it's kind of strange, but it's definitely oily. There's a lot going on here.
Hang time's pretty good, considering it did get washed out.
Yeah, and it got washed out for me over the tongue. That's weird.
Right in the middle.
So, what else? It's strange.
Not a lot of grapefruit presence. It's more botanical, more earthy.
It's dirty. Definitely
hoppy.
Dirty.
Not as grapefruity as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was really going to be a punch of grapefruit.
No, subtle.
It's more, it's the grapefruit is subtle, but it's more piney and oily.
You know, it's a very sweet forehead kiss of grapefruit. Forehead kiss it. Uncle Bat touch, if you will. Sweet and dangerous at the same time. The reason why we're probably not all over the place with this is I'm still puzzled by it. I'm trying to gather my thoughts, but nothing this simple could be this complex. It's weird. It's I don't know, Frank, help me with this one. This is different.
It's odd.
It's really good, guys. Okay, so let's talk about the goodness.
Yep.
Refreshing, thirst quenching.
Yes.
Could you honestly drink this again on a regular?
Yes.
Okay. And why would you be able to drink this on a regular?
Not too boozy. It's not too bitter. It's just bitter enough. I think this would be a great intro IPA.
Thank you. There we go. Now we're talking. I was trying to figure out where I needed to go, but you're right. Intro.
Something that it's got a little bit of bitterness to it, but it's not going to wreck your palate.
Yeah, absolutely. This is probably a huge foot in the door with Trillium. Like if you're really out there, their tasting room, they're like, well, I don't know. Try this.
Yeah.
And so this is phenomenal. So let's get you guys out of here. Let's move you along. Let's get you moving along. Okay, move along. Frank, what you got?
I'm going to go 3.9. It's above average. It could be a regular beer for me, but that washed out that you get is just, it's weird.
Okay.
So that's why I kind of went a little bit low, I think, with these guys.
It's probably a lackluster flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with that. Lackluster. It's out of all the things we drink. It's a simple item, and sometimes you have to make that, you know. We have to do that. So I get it. So I get it. And it's washed out because bet you this bad motherfucker is supposed to be ice cold. I bet you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, guys, I'm going to go over to 3.5. Well above average, but we're sitting on this too long trying to make it. We're trying to do our job with it and we need to quit fighting it. Unfortunately, this is what it is. I stand by everything that we said. And we do apologize that if it took us a little bit longer than normal or it seemed drawn out, it's because you have to go out and you have to go get this Fort Point Pale Ale from Trillium. That's the best way that we can describe this to you guys is get your ass and go get it. And you'll understand how phenomenal this is. At the same time, it'll make you scratch your head and your balls going, what the fuck? Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after these commercials.
Hey guys, this is Frank from MobiusBeers.com. I wanted to just share with you a little bit of information about our website. If you haven't haven't been there, you really should take a look at it. We've got thousands of beer reviews. Thousands. Key works real hard getting these uploaded. 7 nights a week, beer reviews are going to be uploaded to the website, to YouTube. Check us out. You want to know where the next beer festival is going to be? Check out our information section. Anything you could possibly want in the world of beers is going to be at obsbeers.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world, let me be the first to tell you about true friendship and true business. OBSBeers.com recently just got blessed by Colorado Hop Company. What? Who's Colorado Hop Company? There are hop. They make pellets. Frank, how do you say it?
Pelletizing.
Okay, packaging and sales to wholesales and retail, which means you as a home brewer can get on the level of obsbeers.com. Your source for Colorado grown hops. Alpha tested. What's the word, Frank? I'm not.
Pelletizing.
In-house. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, I can't sell the word. Right, and the other word I can't say is in the window.
Pelletizing.
They make pellets, and I heard they're actually making extracts. So we are looking forward to that. Now, let's get down to the business, guys. We want you to check these guys out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope.
Pelletizing.
That's right. Thank you so much, Frank, for helping me out. And you can follow them on all social media at Colorado Hop Co. Now, to visit their website, www.coloradohopcompany.com. If you want to contact them and get the stuff that we get.
Pelletizing.
Exactly. You want to go to area code 970-412-8833 or contact them by email info@coloradohopcompany.com. Family owned in Longmont, Colorado. And that word again, Frank, because I can't say it.
Pelletizing.
All right, guys, get over there and support them like we do, because they're also against the big machine.
Hey, this is DJ King Jones from ChillLoverRadio.net. Beer is what I have in common with Open Bottle Society. If you want to find out about great-tasting beers, visit obsbeers.com. Be sure to tune in to Throwback Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific on ChillLoverRadio.net.
From a lady.
Hi, Tom. I'm calling to let you know this isn't working out for me. I need more out of life than just sitting on your couch drinking horrible, fizzy light beer. I want to meet new people, have some excitement, and most of all, have some flavor in my beer. I finally found the place that can give me all the things I need, Tom. Rev Winery and Brewing Company. It's freeway close in the San Gabriel Valley with a full range of outstanding handcrafted beers like the Rolling Hard Stout and AK Manganero, which is an IPA infused with delicious mango and spicy habanero. And if I feel like something different, Rev is SGV's first and only organic winery with fantastic wines like their Sangiovese and Symphony. Quite simply, Rev has everything I ever wanted, Tom. Have a good time on your couch watching TV and drinking your light beer. If you want to find me, I'll be with all my girlfriends and new guy friends at Rev. Goodbye, Tom.
Rev Winery and Brewing Company, a 30-minute drive or less from Los Angeles, Long Beach, or Orange County at 1580 West San Bernardino Road, Covina, California. The San Gabriel Valley's first and only organic winery and brewery, open at noon 6 days a week. Check us on the web at revbrewingco.com. Rev Brewing, reminding you to always brew responsibly.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed those several commercials.
There were several, weren't there?
There was. Let's see.
A few?
There was a few. Let's see. There was, we'll just kind of go in radical order.
Yeah.
DJ King Jones.
Right.
Right. That was cool.
Yeah.
Rev Brewing Companies.
Ah, Rev.
That was cool.
Yes.
And then you did one for us.
Yes, obsbeers.com.
And I did one for our full sponsor of hops.
Yeah.
Colorado Hop Company.
Nice.
I think that's pretty cool. We're up to 4 commercials now, dude.
Excellent.
I think that is phenomenal. So, guys, I hope you guys check out those advertisements. It's really cool, and they're only going to get bigger and better. I mean, eventually we're going to have them throughout and rotate them.
Yeah.
You never know who comes through and gives us love and wants to be on the podcast, because we're killing it, ladies and gentlemen. And we appreciate you guys, and we adore you guys for download after download. We're killing it. All right, let's get on with the next beer, Mr. Frankadu.
Okay, from Intuition Ale Works, this is called King Street Imperial Stout, pardon me. They're out of Jacksonville, Florida. This is 8.5% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, ask Siri, ask Google, ask Alexa, ask whoever the fuck you're going to ask. Just ask somebody about King Street Imperial Stout from Intuition Ale Works.
All right, what part of Florida were they from?
Jacksonville.
Okay, we want to give a huge shout out to Hood Therapist, Miss Lisa. She's the one who provided this for us.
Yeah.
We've been sitting on this for a while. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go ahead, crack it. Pop. You got it in my eye, Frank.
Good.
You're such a gentleman.
Well, you're not getting any action anyway, so.
Might
as well take that.
In the eye?
In the eye.
Frank, I love you.
Right.
Like, full-on homo.
Right. Excellent.
Like, cock-tip slapping.
Cheers to the smell.
Wait, the dick or the beer?
Beer, please.
Okay, first off, that was the longest pause in.
I had to really think about it.
That was a long pause.
But what I really came up with was no homo.
You can't say that, though.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
I beat you to the punch.
So.
There was a homo part.
Cheers to the smell of King Street Imperial Stout.
Big shout out to King Street. Why nice. All of a sudden, while we were talking about dick, I actually almost put the beer in my mouth. This is bad.
We all know why.
No, it's not that I like dick. It's just that we were talking about it, and by proxy, when you say, oh, that's purple, that's purple, that's purple, and you turn your head the other way, you're going to see purple.
Right.
So let's never talk about dick within concession of that.
You're the one talking about it, man.
But I can confide in you. It's just me and you here.
Right.
And Sean and the rest of the people watching us.
Thousands of people listening.
Right. I just wanted to, come on, if we can't be real with what's going on.
Keep it 100.
Okay, stop that. Yeah. Okay, so let's get back to the smell of 100. Not dicks, but beer.
Right, we'll keep that 100 too.
Dicks and beer, guys. Welcome to the new format.
Right.
All
right,
Frank, what do you got on the smell of the beer, brother?
Really chocolate. Lots of chocolate.
Cocklet or chocolate?
I believe there was a ch there. Chocolate.
Exactly.
Chocolate, bitter chocolate, milk chocolate, cocoa powder, you name it, it's there, except for white chocolate.
100% agree with you. Every chocolate you can think of, guys, of any facet, even the husk of the cocoa bean.
Cocoa nibs.
Yeah, the cocoa nibs. It's okay, so we both agree, chocolate forward.
Yeah.
Followed by, let's see, the only thing I can contribute is either it's a stale pot of coffee or almost scorched fresh roasted. It's a very sharp left turn from chocolate to straight going really dark roasted, scorched almost coffee.
And maybe some dark fruit.
We were talking about dicks, now we got fruit. Okay, all right, see where we're going with this. Okay, what type of fruit?
What is this we?
You're sitting next to me.
There's
no we. You're sitting next to me, guilty by association. Sorry, dude. If you guys want to know more about what we're talking about, email frank@obsbeers.com.
I'll tell you all about it.
Absolutely. No, it's, let's see, not...
He worships the rooster.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, bitches. There you go. Are we talking about figs?
No, I'm thinking more raisin. Maybe some prune.
Dark cherries.
Dark cherries I could go with.
All right. I could work with that. I think overall that we can gather from this is it's very pleasing.
Yes.
Wonderful stout. Let's move on to the taste. Never choke on a cock. That would be rude. You okay?
Yeah.
First, I had it in the nose. Sorry, and now
went,
you had
to. Went down the wrong pipe.
You only have one pipe.
Yeah.
You think it was a big pipe?
Huge.
Oh, my God. Was it veiny?
No.
But overall, I am CPR certified. You okay?
Yes, I am fine.
Okay, so what flavors did you get off your initial sip?
Off my initial sip, none.
Okay, so what do you got?
Because I drank it too fast. Bitter chocolate, bitter coffee.
Yeah, nothing
else. It's just, there's no real sweetness to it.
No.
And there's definitely a booze hit to it.
Yeah, so boozy on the finish.
Right? It's only 8.5 though.
Yeah, and no one ever said just because it's a low ABV if it's not going to affect you one way or the other.
Oh, yeah.
You're right, though. It is 100% scorched, burn, bitter, whatever you want, but it surprisingly calls you back. It's got a little buttery feel to the front. It's very fluffy. It almost has a lactose body to it. I can get behind this. Like, sometimes you don't want something sweet. You just want it to be there. And I think this is just a, this is like one of those, you know what? I'm going to move for a dark beer, put it in a rock glass, two whiskey stones. You could sip on this. Yep. I could see that. Let the carbonation completely leave and muddle with it. Let it mull. Watch whatever you're going to watch, you know, like obsbeers.com, and relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Live or recorded. It doesn't matter.
Or recorded, sure. Mm-hmm.
No, there's really nothing else to it. This one's a straightforward stout with some really cool dark elements. All right, Frank, what do you got for these guys?
Let's see. I'll go 3.5. Just right there at the kind of above average mark. 3.5 is really close to average for me, but it's good. And I can appreciate what you're saying about it, Key, how you would just kind of drink it cold, but just kind of let it warm up. And sometimes you don't want a sweet stout. You want something more on the bitter side. So that's what I can appreciate about it.
Something nostalgic about it, right? Almost puts you in a time and a place.
I guess.
I'm going to hit it with a 3.5.
Okay.
Simple. Well above average, but it is what you're going to get. And even though we're talking about it at a high level, I think it's just more of a, it's classy. Classy is nice, but classy also has a time and a place. And this is a time and a place beer. Ice cold, you're probably going to get it probably a little more sweet. But other than that, this stout does not deserve to be consumed all the time. I think it's just one of those, I've had a long day, and I mean, I've had a bad day. I'm going to drink this right now and do a six pack and be chill. Because
yeah.
That booze level is the part that's going to get you.
Right.
And you'd be like, what the fuck happened? And now your legs are in the air and your friend is like looking at you from the top when your butthole's bleeding. So it is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on to the next beer. Oh, Frank.
Yeah.
We're on the last beer, dude.
Yes.
Know what that means.
It's almost time to go home.
No, two for the road's coming up next. That's my favorite thing because I have two fucked up commercials. Not commercials. Questions for you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Go for the beer. Yeah, let's do the beer. Guys, it's time for a beer.
All right. So this is from Avery Brewing Company of, let me find it. Wait, folks. Don't go anywhere. Wait. Boulder, Colorado. Took me a little. This is called Lily Coy Kipolo.
Don't look at me. I'm
That's
black.
That's it.
I'm black. Don't ask. I thought you, okay, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought you were Hawaiian.
Okay, first off, Frank looked at me as if it was an acceptable enunciation of the word. And I'm like, no, I'm black. That's not a hood word I recognize.
So anyway, if you want, it's 5.4% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, it's averybrewing.com. Glass, please.
Yeah. Semen.
All right, let's do this.
Cheers to the smell.
Oh, hi. Wow, that is funky. That's really funky. Ooh. I'm almost at a loss for words. It's super funky. And it's, I gotta admit, it's almost off-putting. it's almost.
I'm over here trying not to laugh out loud.
Almost off-putting.
Oh my God. Okay, first off, the smell is definitely off-putting. But it also smells like a sour. The number one thing I can definitely pick out of it, and this is my favorite portion, I smell metallic or something like metal bread. So I'm going to chalk it up to Belgium. So it's probably a Belgium style. Because Belgium is like very distinctive in the world of beer. Once you have one or a few and you understand that sort of fragrance and texture, there's no denying, no matter where they put it, you can always get it.
It's like a funky wit.
Yeah, it smells like a really spoiled Blue Moon. Like, you know, Blue Moon's Belgian beer. And most people know it with the orange and the coriander, but it smells turned. And that's the best part. Now, if you guys don't know this, if you don't know what guava smells like, it smells like the whole entire thing. Just seeds, shell, outside, the skin, the husk, everything. Just, it's really, it smells tropical with the guava, and then it's funky with metal. So it's definitely off-putting. But once you realize what you're doing, we haven't read the can.
Nope.
And we'll read the can on this one, because it's pretty interesting, I'm pretty sure. But I'm getting guava, Belgium, clean, crisp, off-putting for most.
Sounds good.
All right, let's get down to the taste. Let's hope everything is yummy. Frank, this is my shit. Frank, this is, Belgium. That's Belgium.
It's nice.
Like you said, like a twisted wit. It smells like a twisted wit. It's almost like a goza with a Belgium, okay? You see what I'm saying? And the spices are washed out by a sour twang, which I'm going to chalk up to the guava. Like, it's pure guava, not from concentrate. And then you have all the other characteristics from the hops, and then that Belgium yeast kicks in, and it makes this beautiful, like, sour citrus, juicy, shandy Belgium wit thingy.
Yeah, I don't have much to add to that. It's tart, so it's not sour. Like, to me, a sour stays with you the whole way through. I got that kind of tart burn in the back of my throat.
Yeah, like a twang of a sort.
Like too many sweet tarts.
Yeah, or a kiwi burn. Yeah, but you could probably say kiwi if someone doesn't know what guava is. I know they're distinctively different, but as far as taste-wise, at a first glance, if someone just kind of passing through, we can kind of just get them in the same the general area. Maybe a little dragon fruit, pineapple, cherries, super, super, definitely tropical. I think, you know what would be cool? If they added some toasted coconut to this, it'd have been really, it would go more. I think the guava thing, looking at the label, you see a tiki god, and it like looks like they make the hops spear, the hop stock look like a tiki.
Right.
So it's very Islander-esque, very tropical poly. I think if they would have probably thrown up maybe some pineapple or coconut, this would have been like, I'm not going to lie, it'd have been a 5 right off the bat. But this is really good. That guava is going to probably, it's a turn for some. And I think that's a great thing.
I think a lot of what we said would make someone who hasn't listened to us before, it would make it sound like, why are you guys drinking that? That sounds awful. It's actually really, really, really good.
And I guess if we had to put up another disclaimer is that, and I'll do it on the next episode at the beginning, so when they go get this far down the rabbit hole, there's no excuse.
Yep.
So just to let you guys know, when we describe something and it sounds sad or gross, in reality, we're just giving you a focal point.
Something to relate to.
Yeah, something, yeah. We're giving you that relatable layman's terms. Now, if we were to up our game and talk technical, it wouldn't sound yummy at all.
No, they wouldn't understand.
They'd be like, what? And I mean, we can get technical. We could do that, but we're not. We don't think anyone deserves that because the people we have encountered in our life don't get technical.
Yep.
That's just a part of our job. But this thing is so off-putting. It is delicious.
Mm.
It's got savory, like he said, sweet tarts. It's got like 3 different beers rolled into one, and I broke down 3 different beers.
Yep.
I said 3 different beers, and they're distinctive. Phenomenal. So anything else you want to add about the label at all? Anything? It's really cool.
No, it's cool looking.
Yeah, it's very tropical. Poly.
Yeah.
All right, let's get them a grade and get them out of here.
I'm going to go 4. Well above average. I kind of want to say, well, I could drink this quite often. Not quite regular, but quite often. But then again, probably not quite often.
Quite often, yeah.
But if I saw it somewhere, I'd be like, oh yeah, that's really good. I'm going to have that. And ice cold.
Oh yeah, right off the draft system.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah. For me, 4 or 5. I can see this in only one place. Brunch.
Okay.
This is the man mosa right here.
All right.
It's a man mosa, beer mosa. I'm pretty sure if you poured some sort of fruit juice in it, like when we were at, we can't really want to say the brewery, because remember that thing we were having, the high ABV beer,
yeah.
And they kept blending it and turning it into shandy with some fruit juice. This almost reminds me of that, but this is a 4 right. or 5, guys. And it's got versatility, great marinating capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you can make cheesecake with this and ice cream. I would love to see this as an ice cream.
Yeah.
This would be really cool. Take the beer, pour it in your ice cream maker, and get jiggy with it. So this is a versatile beer. So I'm giving it a 4 or 5. So guys, we want to thank you. We're getting ready to get out of here with our closing statements. We'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed today's show. I really, really, truly feel that we're just improving and improving. Frank, how do you feel about today's show?
Great.
Love your enthusiasm. All right, Frank, we're ready?
Yeah.
Let's get down with 2 for the road, and then we can get these guys out of here.
Okay.
You go first.
Let's see.
Oh, wait. Do you think they know it, or do we always have to explain it?
You know what, they know it by now.
All right. Well, just for anyone that's just tuning in right now.
Oh, then go ahead. By all means, explain.
All right, guys. So instead of trying to find out questions about the beer, and then you hear the question twice. 2 for the road means anyone that's on the panel with us and are reviewing the beers, everybody gets 2 questions apiece, period. But you cannot repeat. For example, if I said, Frank, what was your favorite? And he goes, X. He can't turn around and say, Key, what was your favorite? And
right.
I say, B. That's boring and stupid. So as long as we ask however we want it, we just can't repeat. So here we go, guys. 2 for the road.
I got a pretty standard first question that I always seem to ask. So, Key, what are you going to cook with King Street Imperial Stout?
Okay, well, first off, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a 6-pack.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to do like a 3-course type of deal. So the first thing is I'm going to use 2 cans and I'm going to make some stout mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Okay, they're going to be a little dark, but I'm going to pipe them. Boom. Right? I think that flavor will go well with salt and a little butter.
Right.
I think that will work nice. The other 2 that I'm going to do is I'm actually going to make like a cheesecake with it. With coffee, espresso coffee beans or chocolate covered espresso coffee beans as the crust or on top. So I think that looks nice. And the last two is for one to drink with me and a guest.
Nice.
So I think that would work great. I think that was pretty cool.
Excellent.
Good question. All right, Frank.
Yep.
You're coming out the closet.
Okay.
You're ready. You're full blown. You're like, fuck, who cares how I look in this outfit?
Right.
Out the closet. To the nines.
Right.
What beer are you actually going to have when you break the news to your parents?
Effective Dreams.
That's funny. Why?
Because it's got a funky can.
Do you think they'll be accepting of your choice and the beer?
No, so you might as well have a funky can.
All right, fair enough. That's fucking funny. All right, Frank, your turn.
Alright, let's see. Between the Fort Point and the Lilikoi Kapolo, which one of these are you going to drink while fapping? Since you can't fap,
right?
So just indulge with the fantasy.
Okay, so I'm fapping. Now, for you, I've got the pocket pussy.
Oh, yeah, the
pocket pussy. I'm going to break it out the box, remove the package, and get down.
Might as well.
And since it's about to be a great time. All right, it's been several months. It's been backed up, built up. Yay. Let me hit it with the Lilikoi Kapolo.
Yeah.
That thing is so funky and delicious. I think it would. I'm just killing it, fapping, killing it. Matter of fact, I'm walking, fapping, killing it.
That's how your hand last time was, the walking and the fapping.
I'm using the right hand.
There we go.
Because I can hold the beer with my left hand.
Gotcha.
Because it's lighter. My dick's heavy.
Sure.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty good. I think these are great questions.
Yeah.
I think there are reasons to go get these beers.
Sure.
All right, Frank, I'm going to let you go ahead and hit them up with how to find us, how to reach us, and where to continue to indulge in this world that we have created for the Open Bottle Society and obsbeers.com. Frank, close them out.
Well, first off, we'd like to thank, as always, chilloverradio.net for providing us a space to keep up with this tomfoolery. If you are interested in listening to our podcast or any of their other fantastic artists, check them out at www.chilloverradio.net. We'd like to thank Mr. Boston for providing us the Fort Point Pale Ale. We'd like to thank Lisa, who I can't remember her Periscope name.
Hood Therapist,
for providing the King Street Imperial Stout. We'd like to thank our new hop sponsor at OBS, Colorado Hop Company. We're looking forward to some great things with you guys.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, and Brian from Rev, although I think technically he's moved on, but we still know him as Brian from Rev, provided the Effective Dreams from Modern Times and Great Notions for us, and we've really enjoyed having it on tonight's show. If you want some more information on us, we're at www.obsbeers.com. That's our social media. You can check us anywhere, whether it's Snapchat, Google+, Facebook, Periscope especially. We are live streaming Friday to Sundays on Periscope, Twitter, you name it. OBS Beers is where we're at.
Cool, fair enough. Hey guys, and we're gonna end it like this. Beer is what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
We'll check you guys next time. Thanks for watching.
See ya.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.